Hello, Sunday School. I hope you're all keeping well and that you're still managing to keep smiling through this strange time. I'm sending love to you and your grown-ups. And as always, do get in touch with me or Mother Juliet if you need to. You'll find some activities to keep you busy on the pages on the website. And if you're going to try the bread recipe, obviously remember to ask a grown-up to help you in the kitchen. It is weird, isn't it? Having time on our hands when we can't just go to the park or meet up with friends. One of the things that we've been doing in our house with our spare time is watching online videos of how things are made in factories. The other day we watched Cornish pasties being made in a huge factory where they make 180,000 pasties a day. So when Mother Juliet told me that the focus for this week's service is bread, I obviously had to look online to see if there was a good video from inside a bread factory. And of course there was, and you will find that link on the website too. But obviously you can search online for how bread's made and inside the bread factory, that kind of thing. There are loads of different types of bread. I've made you a word search with as many different types as I could think of, but I bet you can think of some more. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to give us this day our daily bread. Bread is an everyday thing. Think back to the last time you had some bread. Was it beans on toast, a sandwich, or some bread and butter with soup? If your grown-ups on the Sunday School WhatsApp group, the Rainbows group, get them to take a photo of you and them when you next eat some bread for us all to share. Jesus calls himself the bread of life. Imagine if every time you ate something made from bread, you thought about Jesus. The early Christians in today's reading broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. Imagine if every time you ate bread, you thanked God. It's funny to feel that we should be grateful and thankful for something that's so every day. But when you say thank you for your bread today, say thank you to Jesus too. He's the bread of life. He is every day too. He's there every day, whether we think about him or not, ready to listen, ready to give you his peace, and ready to share his love. I'm sending you my love, Sunday School. I miss you guys so much. May God keep you safe and healthy and happy. Amen.